This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got Marty Johnson on the line from Warrior Set Free. And we're going to be talking about the 4th of July, those celebration. That holiday is coming up on Saturday, and there's going to be some pretty big celebrations because it is the United States' 250th anniversary. And Marty, I know most patriotic people, veterans included, like to celebrate the fourth, but we've spoken in the past about how sometimes these celebrations, specifically the fireworks, can be triggers for combat veterans. Can you start us off by telling me more about that? Like, what exactly happens and why does it happen?
Yeah, sure. So, not a combat veteran myself, but talking to and having many friends that are, it's the overall feeling of just the reminder of combat itself, the lights, the noise, the feeling, the overall feeling. Is are huge triggers.
And so when we say triggers, some people might not be familiar with that term. Could you describe like what exactly that means in the context that we're talking about?
So yeah, it would cause somebody to react in a way of as if they were in combat, whether that be anger, physical violence, withdrawing. Just brings them right back to that moment of where they were. That's what trigger means to me. Bringing that past event right as if it happened that minute.
And we'll unpack why that's important in terms of like the ministry that you guys do
Sure.
in just a second. But first, I want to focus on the 250th anniversary and those celebrations because President Trump said he's going to make the fireworks show in Washington, D.C. be like the biggest in history. And I imagine other towns are following suit. So, with larger than normal shows expected, what kind of effect will that have on someone who gets triggered like this?
It's it would easily enhance it. Like there are people that I have talked to that haven't have kind of gotten a hold of some healing with it. But if there's a an event as like what we're talking about, that is it going to be twice the amount of sound and twice the amount of everything? That could very well trigger somebody right back. Like it could take them right back.
And to expand a little bit more, do these thoughts typically like spiral into other conditions? What's kind of the, or does it cause them to lash out at their family?
There's, there's many different things. Just makes them jumpy, lashing out. A lot of guys try to numb their pain, whether it's drugs or alcohol. They just are not in control, and it's a like I said, I didn't have combat. But there are some aspects of our flag and our ceremonies and sometimes 4th of July that trigger me in a way. And it's just not, it's an unsettling feeling.
Thank you for that. And I want to make sure to get enough time for the hope side of this story because that's what Warriors Set Free is about. But I wanted to kind of set the stage for our listeners. So trauma revisiting combat, some of the trauma that comes that people endured during service. How do you help veterans break free from those things? Because those can be pretty haunting things.
Right. So the our motto, our is that we guide military veterans and first responders through growing their faith and healing from the past and winning life's battles. And the way that we do that is we have a process, a one-day thing in-house that's called a freedom appointment that deals with a lot of spiritual things. But for us helping veterans, we know that laying everything at the foot of the cross and giving it to Jesus is the ultimate portion of healing. So we guide them through all of that, right? We guide them in trusting God, being faithful as he is, for us giving it to him and trusting him that he's gonna give us healing from that.
And what does that, what have you seen God do in veterans' lives through that process? Like, I know there's, it differs by individual cases, but are there some things that you see, any patterns of happening as a result of being set free?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak to it personally. I, for the better part of 38 years after I got out of the Marine Corps, I spiraled out of control, and my anger, my rage, control, everything that came with my trauma from the military, I laid it all at his feet, and he has blessed me with the restoration of relationships with my wife, my children. People don't recognize the old Marty because that guy is gone. They see Christ in me, and that is the resounding when we do these freedom appointments and when we have discussions with these guys, and we're called to walk alongside people. And when we do lay that at his feet, he just, those are the types of things that we see. It's just a beautiful thing to watch Christ work.
And we'll connect people who, or well, I guess ahead of that, I guess if you were speaking to veterans, why should they connect with Warriors Set Free? Like, why should they start to unpack those things?
Because the enemy, being Satan, uses our past to torment us. And Warriors Set Free and the volunteers and the men that have went through this can enter into empathy with those guys to be like, you're not alone. It's powerful to how God uses us in that manner. It's truly, I'll go back to it. It's beautiful to watch Christ work. When I can sit across from a guy and tell him that there's nothing that you can say to me that is going to surprise me or make me have judgment on you, because I've either been there and done it or I've heard it. So Christ is the only one that can judge us.
Perfect. We'll get people connected to Warriors Set Free so that they can take that next step, or they can give it to someone who needs to take that next step. But one thing all of us can do, whether we've served in the military or not, is to pray for veterans, and especially for people who need healing, who might be carrying some of those battle, some of those wounds from combat on the 4th of July. How should we pray as this holiday approaches?
Yeah, so just specifically for a hedge of protection around the mind, of knowing that they're not there in that moment, and just a sense of peace that knowing that again that they're not there and it's not real and it's not present. And don't live in that fear